Smile. 90.4 FM.
You know, when you spend 40 plus hours a week at the office, chances are people are bound to get on your nerves. But you have to stay professional, right? Which is why we throw shade via email. There are, I think, certain phrases that seem polite, but are they actually passive-aggressive? Because we've got this email from producer Phil that came through yesterday on a Sunday, and there are some phrases in there that we just need some help with because Bobby and I are convinced we're in trouble. Or overreacting, producer Phil. Hello.
Hi.
So you started off the email with not even, hey, Bobby and Lindy, hi, guys, hello. No, none of that. It was just afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you didn't actually really want to be communicating with us at all.
No, that word means, hi, I'm hungover and I don't actually want to talk to you right now.
Straight for the jugular.
Right. Straight for the jugular, yes.
And then I'm very interested in your very first line of the email, Phil. It says, as per my previous email, and then in brackets, see below.
That basically translates to thank you for ignoring me.
Me reading into that as well, I think, yeah, you're basically saying you guys are idiots.
Well, you seem to be interpreting my tone correctly, so I won't be...
So you don't feel you need to explain yourself any further.
Yeah.
Just to reiterate once again, okay, meaning?
We're idiots.
Please see what Lindy has to say.
So we're so on track with this one. The one that really got me is I've copied Naveen just to keep him in the loop here.
Yes, Naveen being the boss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that basically means I don't actually have the authority to do anything about this, but I'm copying in someone who can.
We are now making a paper trail of us being idiots.
Yes.
Okay. Should you need any further clarification, please don't hesitate to contact me.
That basically means, can I get you some crayons and a colouring in book?
Again,
to make things easier for you.
Okay, got it. Thanks in advance for the timely response.
Yes.
It means please respect me a little bit more in future. Thank you.
Sure. It's also like, it's one of those things where when you say thanks in advance, you are telling the person they don't have a choice. They have to do what you're asking them to do, even if they didn't agree to do it in the first place.
Lindy, yeah. You're so smart. I'm glad you figured this out.
Lindy, did you see the, I don't know, it's not noticeable, but just a little bit further down in that email, there's a link there. Did you see that URL? If you click on it, do you know where it takes you?
No.
It takes you to a webpage that explains to you in detail how to respond to emails.
It's the most passive-aggressive thing I've ever seen.
How to reply to emails. Thank you, producer Phil. We'll endeavor to do better next time.
You're most welcome. I'm just here to help you guys.
You're most welcome. I'm not entirely sure of either.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.